Well, the start of a short week for UK financial markets. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, how are you doing?
Not so bad, thank you. Not so bad.
A few stories around today. Let's start with Apple, who've been successful in suing Samsung, and they're going to get $1 billion for their troubles. And also, it could go on this particular matter because they've asked for a ban on Samsung phones in the US, or some of them at least.
Yeah, this is quite a big deal. Of course, they've won this $1 billion for the initial court case that they went to, and now Apple have asked to ban, and they are some of the older models of the Samsung Galaxy phones and tablets that have been on sale, but they've asked a number of them to be banned in the US, and that's obviously quite a big deal out there. So I think this comes after last week when we had Apple and the news about them being one of the largest company in the world, basically, and I think adding another billion dollars to their pockets isn't going to do them any harm. But I think these two have been ongoing and fighting for quite a long time about different patents and different issues and different court cases, whether it be over mobile phones or tablet computers. And I think the fact that one court case is out of the way now, I don't think we'll stop this one. As we say, we've got the issues in the US for a number of these Samsung phones now. And if, of course, that one was to go to court and be successful for Apple, it could point us to a number of different countries where Apple will be looking to do the same.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because really, Samsung have been the only company capable of challenging Apple's monopoly on the mobile market, and particularly with the tablets and with the iPhones, because the iPhones were doing so well until Samsung Galaxy came along.
Yeah, and this is we used to have the HTCs, which used to be the biggest Android handsets, which were really taking it to Apple. But they all seem to die away, and there have been a few different challengers to Apple that have come out, but never have they really had a sustained challenger. And now Samsung have brought these Galaxy phones out that they seem to be the ones which are actually going to push Apple all the way. And of course, we look at the number of people using the Apple operating system on their phone rather to the Android one, and the Android has always been slightly ahead because, of course, it has a number of different handsets that you can use on it. But in the US, Apple and the iPhone has always been a lot closer to Android, and this could be quite an important ruling if a lot of the top phones in the US, from the Samsung's point of view, then aren't available.
Shares in the company in Samsung have tumbled, haven't they? So they're obviously quite worried about it.
Yeah, we saw those shares fall 7% on the back of the court case and the announcement of this. It's the biggest fall in 4 years, so it's not necessarily a huge fall in the grand scheme of what we've seen other shares do, but to have its biggest one day fall in 4 years on the back of this obviously has got investors a little bit worried about it.
Okay, well, we've seen shares in security firm G4S crash over the last few weeks, mainly because of the debacle over the 2012 Olympic Games. They announced today that cost them £50 million. The contract to provide security, of course, didn't go according to plan. They apologised, and it was very embarrassing. But it's not really a huge proportion of the G4S profit over the year, but there are other problems, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not very often you can say £50 million isn't necessarily a lot of money. But, I mean, it is a lot of money. But, of course, G4S have been making a lot more money elsewhere. So it's not just this Olympic contract that, of course, they have. But the issue that this will now cause will be the reputational damage that G4S will suffer on the back of it. Of course, it will be a reliability issue. And, of course, if the biggest contract they've ever had has gone wrong for them, then it will of course make a lot of other parties think twice about moving towards G4S for the same sort of contract. But I mean, £50 million of course is a big hit, and they announced their pre-tax profits had fallen from 151 million to 61 million, so it is a big proportion. But of course they will recover from the financial loss from this situation, and it's yet to be seen if they will recover from the reputational damage.
Finally, the Spanish economy once again contracting as their recession deepens. So I suppose we expected that, did we?
This is one of those stories. We've been hearing a lot of the GDP numbers coming out of the Eurozone. We had Greece a couple of weeks ago. We've had the overall Eurozone numbers, and now it's time for Spain. these numbers tend to really state the obvious a little bit. I mean, we know that these countries are struggling. We know that growth is the biggest, one of the biggest problems out there. And I think it's no surprise that we see that Spain's economy contracted by 0.4%, which is slightly worse than expected. But then we didn't expect anything amazingly good out of these numbers. But the overall barometer about how these economies are performing is unemployment, and of course Spanish unemployment is one of the highest in the Eurozone, if not in the world.
James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari, thank you very much indeed.